Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ed Keller, who's Executive Vice President with Bob's Carpet Mart. Ed, how you doing?
Very good, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. I know I'm going to see you up in Boston next month, and we did a best practices on you in March of this year on Floor Focus. I just wanted to catch up and let our listeners hear a little bit about what you've been doing down in Florida. Most of your stores, I think you have, 15 stores on the western coast of Florida, is that right?
That's correct. I'm 15 stores west coast of Florida.
And you're based in Tampa Bay, right?
Correct.
Okay. You know, one of the things I want to talk about is what you've been doing to be successful, and then a little bit about this new program that Mohawk's launching. It's called a Smart Solutions Hard Surface Program. Let's start with your business. Why don't you just tell our listeners, you do about $25 million in revenue, and you've come out of this recession pretty aggressively, haven't you?
Yeah, Cap, first quarter was really good. Second quarter, a little bit softer, but things are pointing to very good business come this fall.
Mm-hmm. Would you call yourself a full-service independent flooring retailer?
Yes, we would, Cap. There are 15 stores. We have some larger stores that carry inventory and then some smaller stores. But we primarily just do 100% retail. Mm-hmm. Very, very little commercial business.
Yeah.
If we do commercial, it would be Main Street Commercial.
And you're an NFA member, which stands for the National Floor Covering Alliance. And most people know that's about a 35-member organization that's kind of the elite. It's the independent retailers that are doing over $10 million annually, because that's the ante to get in, and many of them are doing more than that, right?
That's correct. In fact, Kemp, they're more like 40 at this point.
Oh, they're 40. You know, one of the things I like about you, Ed, is that you're not scared of the home centers. You do a lot of advertising. You told me in this best practices you spend 6-7% of your top line on advertising, and you do a dare to compare. You tell the consumers in these ads, hey, you hear this crazy stuff from the home centers, come check us out, right?
Yeah. Several years ago, Kemp, you know, a couple of our store managers wanted to get into the routine of kind of meeting the Home Depot as far as their 139 installation or free installation. And we decided to really take a stand against them. And we kicked off our Dare to Compare. And Dare to Compare was basically we took their prices on installation and printed it right on our advertising and put ours there. It's been very successful for us.
Now, in your mix, I guess recently it's been about 50-50 carpet and hard surface, hasn't it?
It's about 50-50. We take some swings a little bit, sometimes a little bit more carpet. During the recession, the carpet business did pick up a little bit more and was a little bit stronger, and obviously because of pricing. But we're about 50-50 mix.
Yeah, okay. Well, just recently, Mohawk has rolled out a hard surface program that started on the soft surface side, and they've expanded it over to the hard surface just for the NFA guys, and it's called Smart Solutions, and it's specifically select hardwood and ceramic tile products, right? Tell us a little bit about it.
We just recently had our Mohawk friends come down, and this was actually a kickoff meeting for them with Smart Solutions Hard Surface, and, you know, it ties into the Smart Solutions on the carpet side, where we have private label displays and merchandise that flows extremely well with the wording and with the signage, and it a group of products in both hardwood and ceramic tile that great looking displays and also competitively priced.
Now, why is it good to have exclusive programs? Explain that to the listeners, if you would.
Well, Kemp, as we all know, sometimes our customers like to shop other locations other than your own, and a private label would be extremely useful into combating loss of margins. So it's a product that's only available to that retailer who has it.
Yeah. Actually, you know, some consumers are so bold, they'll come in with their smartphone and they'll shop your store, find a product they like, and then they'll pull out their smartphone and take a picture of it and see if they can find it cheaper somewhere else, won't they?
You're absolutely correct.
So this kind of minimizes that. As we were getting ready for this interview, I looked for a little bit more information and found out that there's a section on Mohawk's website that's the Smart Solutions section, and it's got a dealer locator, and if you punch in your zip code, it just gives you the NFA location. So that's another support thing they're doing here, isn't it?
It is great. It is.
One of the things you told us in this interview back earlier in the year is that during the recession, you'd cut out some clutter in your stores. You'd kind of reduce the number of SKUs you were carrying. Now you're bringing this in. Tell us how this fits in your overall retail program.
Well, it was really perfect timing on this because we were looking. We've had some antiquated display fixtures in our store from Mohawk. And so in the initial talks when this was all happening, we were looking for a way to eliminate a lot of these big mammoth displays and really tie it together in a smaller version with larger samples. We do extremely well when we have larger samples, and especially in the hardwood, and that's what these displays do.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, this product, does it cover the whole range of low, medium to high price, or how does it fit in the program?
It does. It's not their entire program. Mm-hmm. However, it's kind of like the best sellers, if you will. Obviously, looking at some of the new innovations, some of the new type products, and really emphasizing the Scotchgard product that they put on their hardwood, as well as their Armor Max, which is the hardwood protector as well.
Yeah. All right, so you've just been trained on it, and they're getting ready to ship the displays down there, so you can't give us any feedback yet on how the consumer's accepting it, right?
Can't tell you about the consumers, but I can tell you the group of 65 people that view this presentation are all excited and anxious for these new products to hit.
Well, I appreciate you catching up with us. Congratulations on your success so far this year. Again, we're talking to Ed Keller, who's Executive Vice President with Bob's Carpet Mart in the west area of Florida, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.